as I understand the state case, and in particular, the evidence of X, Condor, was the inspiration of the Communist Party, which sought, by playing upon imaginary grievances, to enroll the African people into an army which ostensibly was to fight for African freedom, but in reality was fighting for a communist state. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, the suggestion is preposterous. Condor was formed by Africans to further their struggle for freedom. Communists and others supported the movement. And we only wish that more sections of the community would join us. Our fight is against the real and not imaginary hardships, or to use the language of the state prosecutor, so-called hardships. Basically, my lord, we fight against two features which are the hallmarks of African life in South Africa, and which are entrenched by legislation which we seek to have repealed. These features are poverty and lack of human dignity. And we do not need communists or so-called agitators to teach us about these things. South Africa is the richest country in Africa and could be one of the richest countries in the world. But it is a land of extremes and remarkable contrasts. The whites enjoy what may well be the highest standard of living in the world, whilst Africans live in poverty and misery. 40% of the Africans live in hopelessly overcrowded and in some cases drought-stricken reserves, where soil erosion and the overworking of the soil make it impossible for them to live properly off the land. 30% are laborers, labor tents and squats on white farms, and work and live under conditions similar to those of the serfs of the Middle Ages. The other 30% live in towns where they have developed economic and social habits which bring them closer, in many respects, to white standards. Yet most Africans, even in this group, are impoverished by low incomes and the high cost of living. The highest paid and the most prosperous section of urban African life is in Johannesburg. Yet their actual position is desperate.